MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Six capitals, six points of view. Brussels, in the news for supporting Ukraine, year two of the war, but in the news also for the discord because of Turkey's conduct these last months and the last year, really since the beginning of the war. A deal of it had to do with Erdogan, the president, and the strongman for 23 years, running for yet another term, which is now a success. He's won. Heretofore, Turkey was not in dissent, but not in agreement with NATO's decision-making. It came to an incident about Sweden and Turkey preventing Sweden from joining. Now that Erdogan has won, not overwhelmingly, but he won against a weak candidate, he's now in a new position to reconsider his place in NATO. But, Professor, NATO's point of view now that Erdogan's back for another term?
Well, I think NATO has actually shown herself rather well in the last few weeks. They are getting much more serious about supplying weapons to Ukraine. The Danes, bless their hearts, are combining with who is Denmark and Holland. I can't remember who are supplying planes. Denmark has followed Sweden and doubled her military expenditure. I think that the reality of European war, the possibility of it, is sinking in on the NATO powers. But no one ever really pays much attention to Turkey, and the Turks are very well aware of it. We only are interested if we need, you know, they've got a huge army and they've got, they make their own weapons, some of which are very advanced. But they have always been cold-shouldered by the European Union because they don't want a lot of infidel Turks in Europe. And now this may come home to cause real trouble for NATO. Turkey is, I mean, it's 300,000 square miles, which is bigger than any European country, has a population of 85 million. It is culturally very well established, not only in the former Byzantine Empire, but all the way over, as I will state later on, there's a whole vast area of Turkic peoples in former Central Asia, in Turkestan and Xinjiang and all the rest. And these are amounts to probably about 1.7 million square miles. And these are people who are kith and kin of the Turks. You can, if you're a Chinese in the old days, if you were a Chinese cultural attaché who was a Uyghur, that is to say a Turk, you spoke with an accent, but they could send you to Ankara and you could work in the embassy, and you'd have no problem talking to anybody, except they'd say, I can tell from the way you talk that you're from Central Asia. And the Turkish component of this Eurasia that we have laid out on the table in front of us was suppressed in the 18th century and the beginning of the 19th century by genocidal war by China, and then by the so-called Great Game. And the Turkish dominions were weakened, and then they were divided in between Russia and China, with Russia getting about 1 million square miles and China getting about 700,000 square miles. And it was sort of thought that they would go away. But what we have to remember is that Erdogan is not a Kemalist. He does not favor Ataturk's program of getting rid of Islam and making Turkey a kind of secular dictatorship. Ataturk was a smart man, but he was a very odd man. And I often think we're very lucky that George Washington was our first president and not Kemal Ataturk, because if you look at the history of Turkey, it's just, it's extraordinary what Ataturk got up to. But at the victory celebrations, which overwhelmed Constantinople, people were shouting, bye-bye Kemal, bye-bye Kemal. In other words, they are surging with their traditional Islamic religion. And this is widely shared for the rest, across the rest of Asia to the Pacific. And they're now going to have a land corridor, or an almost complete land corridor to get there. So the Europeans are going to have to decide how to deal with a Turkey that has all of a sudden become a much bigger power than she was.
And Brussels and NATO, this anxiety that Zelensky has, that the U.S. election could change NATO's leadership. Do you have that concern as well?
I'm one of these people who thinks that we're safest when Congress is not in session, and when the president is on vacation. Not quite, but I think we should have a really good government, but that's a, sort of a hypothetical. But we have seen repeatedly in American leadership in wars terrible miscalculations, and the ending, we're now coming to the termination of this war. Of course, the termination of World War I was very badly handled. The termination of World War II was very badly handled. If you want a few laughs, read the account of Woodrow Wilson's little war in Mexico. Vietnam was just a bloody tragedy and a disgrace. There was no need for 6 million, 7 million Vietnamese to die. It was just terrible mistakes by us. So I'm not somebody, I'm a loyal American despite my name, and but I do worry that we're going to pull the plug at just the wrong time, and we'll do it because of internal fights among our politicians. It's not clear how the parties are going to line up on this, but it's very unusual to have the Democratic Party supporting a war. They don't like them, of course. Roosevelt had a lot of support, but traditionally we think of, some think of the Democrats as being in favor of peace, but the Democratic Party we have now is they're sort of removed from the realities of geopolitics and war in a way that makes me worry what will happen if they really start to control it. And it's not clear to me what other powers can help. But I think that NATO, there may be some wiser heads in NATO. I think there are some who are not as wise as Mr. Biden, but there are other people in NATO who are enormously impressive, and we have to start last year thinking about how we're going to terminate this war, and I don't think that's really occurred to anybody.
All right, let's go to D.C. There's a lot of noise from D.C., domestic. Does it touch upon the war? Professor H.J. Macander, International Relations, 6 Capital, 6 Points of View. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
MoDo.us.
Visit MoDo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. MoDo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at MoDo. Register today at MoDo.us for your free welcome bonus.
MoDo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MoDo.us.